everyone.
Welcome back.
I sing a song and then I sing.
Oh, what song are you singing?
Hello. Like I'm saying hello to.
Oh, I thought you meant like the song by what's his name? Lionel Richie?
Hello. It's me.
No, I was singing Lionel Richie. Anyway,
Hello by Evanescence.
I don't think I know that one.
They're so sad.
You're so sad.
What album was that in?
That's on the.
So, anyways, I'm Crystal.
I'm Joy. I'm Joy and I'm hungry.
I'm Crystal and I'm tired.
I'm Anna and I'm confused.
What's like, new?
And about all of us, really, I guess. Yeah.
I'm done.
It's from Fallen.
Oh, really?
The album, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what?
Well, okay, there was one point in my life where I decided that I was going to write a musical based off that album.
Oh my god, I remember you telling me about this.
Wait, you've never told me this?
Later.
Tell me now.
It's a whole thing.
It's a long story.
Okay, so
what are we talking about? We're talking about iZombie. iZombie Season 2, Episode
14.
Eternal Sunshine of the Caffeinated Mind.
So.
Synopsis.
Oh, no, before we start that. Any of y'all seen it before?
Yes, I currently watch this show from the beginning.
Joy? I do not watch this show.
Neither have I, so this is the first time for me.
Yay!
Which I'm surprised it took me this long because I like Rock Promise.
That's the reason I started.
Huge fan of Veronica Mars. And,
So I think it was around the same time that the Veronica Mars movie was coming out, that this was starting, the buzz about this was starting to come, so I was like, I love him, I love Veronica Mars, I'm gonna give this a chance.
I watched Party Down as well, and that was also him.
I still haven't seen Party Down.
Adam Scott.
I know, I don't know why I haven't seen it.
It's really like, I think it's 5 episodes, three seasons.
Okay.
It's super short. Something like that, something weird like that.
Synopsis. The death of the owner of Robbie's favorite coffee shop, Positivity, leaves Liv seeing the bright side to everything around her. Meanwhile, the newly found tainted utopium has unexpected effects on the latest guinea pig. Blaine finds himself in a sticky situation, and Liv makes an important discovery about her roommate.
What? Sorry, I was looking
for you. You're not even paying attention to spotting
I'm paying attention.
Right
now. You are so rude.
We're going to start our own podcast called We Hate Joy.
That's just you guys conversing every day.
That is not true.
All we do is love you.
Oh, my God. How about you pay attention sometimes so we won't have to talk to you? Like that.
Exactly. You gave me a task. I was fulfilling it. Okay. Continue.
What was your task?
The internet girlfriend thing.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
She already forgot.
You forgot how old John Boyega was, like, literally 2 minutes later.
I thought we had moved on.
Oh, okay. I was working on this. All right. Anyways.
Oh, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
Okay, so.
So, first note.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Hot as fuck British man.
What?
She's super into Robbie.
Oh, okay. I miss working with coffee, is what I wrote. I used to work at Starbucks for a while, and I loved it. I wish I made more money doing it, because I liked it. I was just too... There wasn't enough money in it, and I had no space, so, you know.
My first thought was, quick question. Is it really necessary for doctors to tap shots and shoot some out, or is this just a Hollywood thing?
Like, whenever
you have to shoot they always do that in movies where they get the thing ready, they tap it, and then they shoot some out. Like, is that a thing?
I think they
do
it so there's not, like, an air bubble. Yeah, because if you do an air bubble, that's, like, deathly.
Why do they, I know that, but why do they tap it?
To get the air bubble, she just said.
But
air bubbles.
Can't you just shoot it and that would get the air bubble out?
No.
Clearly not.
Okay.
Because if the air bubbles are on the bottom, you tap it and they go up.
Got it. Okay. See, I didn't know that. It makes sense.
I'm not a doctor.
Now I know.
But...
I'm smarter.
The more you know.
I'm smarter.
The little star shooting in the rainbow.
We don't own that, by the way. We're humming it. Anyway, so, I worked at a coffee shop, mom and pop, and then Starbucks, and I missed it.
I wish you still did, so I can go to a coffee shop every
free
day.
Free coffee? Ugh, girl.
Okay, so I had originally watched this when it aired, but of course I didn't remember this episode specifically, just parts of it. So I watched it again yesterday, and then I watched it again with Joy today, and I loved her reaction to the way the woman died. I was in the kitchen, I heard, oh my god!
Yeah, and then,
because it was so, Like, everything was just so normal.
Yeah, and then like, all of a sudden, dead. And boom. And I went, whoa, what the fuck is what I said? Whoa! I know.
She yelled.
Yeah.
I said, my notes what a way to die.
That sucks.
It reminds
dumb
me of...
ways to die. So, you've heard that before?
Yeah, we watched it. You may not
remember.
It was fun, but I don't remember it because I haven't watched it.
Ways to die.
It reminds me of that show, 6 Feet Under on HBO.
Never seen it.
Not 6 Feet Under. Sorry. Dead Like Me.
Never seen.
Is that Showtime?
I think it's Showtime. Because I was like, 6 Feet Under was really dramatic. Like, how does that match up with CW?
Dead Like Me in the first episode, because they're Grim Reapers.
Oh,
homegirl dies by a toilet seat falling out of an airplane. I forget like the circumstances of how it happened, but she's standing there and this toilet seat crashes down from an airplane and kills her. Hits her in the head.
That sucks.
So I'm like, what an awkward, weird, she's like, I'm the girl who died from the toilet seat hitting her.
Well, that's not gonna say that because she's dead.
Reminds me of
the
like
whole show is her dead.
Oh,
dead.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just said she's a Grim Reaper.
It reminds me of The Good Place, like the ways they all died, like
ridiculous.
Like, actually, no. Jeannie kind of died like that.
Mm-hmm.
That the piano fell on him. It was a piano.
It's a great show. You should watch it. Good Place.
Go watch The Good Place.
I did like me. I really enjoyed it.
I love opening titles that tell us information.
I love the theme song in the intro. You could Joy can tell you I ran out of the bathroom like singing it, and dancing to it when it came on.
That's your thing anyway, though. I need a theme song.
Really. I do love theme songs. This one's really good.
I wrote Rob Thomas because I was excited. I forgot. I forgot this was his.
You guys
show.
Keep talking about Rob Thomas, and my head keeps going to like Matchbox.
Well, 20. I love him too. He's great.
To be fair, whenever I say Rob Thomas, I don't have a clear image of what the guy actually looks like.
Are you serious?
I follow him on Twitter, and I know what he looks like.
I feel like if I knew what he looked like, that would make this easier.
It's funny because whenever the movie was coming out, I watched a lot of interviews. So that's how I know who he is. But
I mean, I've seen him in interviews, and I follow him on Twitter, but I still in my head whenever I first say Rob Thomas, I think of singer Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself that it's not him.
I love both Rob Thomas. Excuse me.
sorry.
That Zoopy Zoopy Zoo song, I told Anna, but it's very critical to like one of the season openers for Mad Men. I think it was season five. But there's like a whole scene about it, and like the whole episode centers around that song and what happened during that scene. It was really good. Those fucking costumes. So one of the characters performed it, and she was wearing the prettiest dress. Like, it's so simple, but it's so 60s and mod and cute, and I loved it. So that's the only reason why I know the song.
There's also with the credits, there's the Diane Ruggiero, I can't say her last name. She's one of the writers.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that name because I'm looking through my movie news. And she's the writer of the American version of Misfits that they're coming out with soon.
Wait, they're coming out with that?
Yeah. Either
why?
Next 19. Next year, I guess.
2019?
Yeah.
I bet it's so not going to be as good.
I don't know if she's a lead writer, but she's one of the writers of American Misfits.
We'll see.
I mean, American Skins was not good. That was awful. Oof, so bad.
Okay, so I wrote the girl who plays the daughter. Her name is Casey Rohl, or R-O-H-L. I'm not sure.
She looks familiar.
She was in that episode of... So fun fact for our listeners. We recorded an episode, our very first episode, and it came out so terribly we never posted it. The Magicians...
Whatever happened to that?
It's somewhere on my computer. We tried it with that one app, and you could only hear me because I was the one sitting in front of my computer.
That's how she wanted it.
It was secretly her idea the whole time.
I secretly got it uploaded to my own personal podcast where I make fun of you guys. But no, she was in that episode of The Magicians we watched.
Oh, okay.
But she always and she's done a bunch of other stuff. But she always plays the dark, bad character. So as soon as you see her in anything, you're like. She's the one who did it.
Really?
She's guilty. She was in Hannibal. She was so good in
Hannibal.
That's
why I remember her. I remember her from all those GIFs.
Yeah.
She was Abigail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Her story arc and all of that is so good on Hannibal. But every time I see her, I'm like, you guilty. You did it. I already know.
One of the first things I noticed was, what's the main girl's name?
Liv.
Liv. Oof, that wig. Ooh, girl.
Yeah.
That wig. It was a lot. And then I wrote, ew, brain pizza.
But yeah, I said, I love the recipe sequences. They're like mini tasty videos.
Tasty videos plus brains.
Ew. No. And she's like, want some? He's like, no.
No. He's like, no, thank you.
No. Thanks.
But I do love seeing all the interesting recipes that she comes up with.
It did remind me of a movie called Warm Bodies. Actually, the book, too.
That was so cute.
Because I read the book, and I loved it. And then I saw the movie.
The movie was pretty good.
It was great. And it's the same type of thing where he, like, makes food. And anyways.
I watched it because it was, what's his name?
Nicholas Holt.
Nicholas Holt. And I had seen him on Skin, so I was like, oh, totally. I want to watch this, too. Because what's the girl, the lead in that, what's her name?
Some Australian girl.
Teresa
Palmer.
That one. She's so basic. She can't act. She can't do anything. I'm sorry, girl. Like, Hollywood, that's not going to work out.
She's another blonde Australian. Like,
basic.
She's not really special.
She's not. She just, like, she should be working on, like, soap operas.
Oh,
like,
really?
No, she should be.
Oh.
I'm saying, like, maybe she's
that caliber of talent, for sure.
Yeah.
Soap opera talent.
It's just.
In another country.
In Australia.
Because we don't want to see you on our TV.
I honestly couldn't tell you anything else she's in.
I know that she was in, like, I kept seeing her, like, whenever that came out, I kept seeing her pop up in, like, movie after movie after movie, trying to carry it as, like, lead. And they kept bombing because she sucks. Sorry, girl.
Anyway, sorry, Teresa Palmer.
For sure, you're really nice.
She's like, ugh. Anyways.
But, I mean, if anyone needs someone to fill those roles, Crystal does have a resume. She is an actress. Give her some acting roles.
Yeah, hello. Give me some. Anyways, all right. Anyways. Continue. Fast forward.
Coffee.
That guy looks like Spike from Buffy, the blonde.
Oh, the guy that got buried alive?
Blaine.
I like Blaine. It's a basic name.
Clap it out, girl. What is his?
What else is he in?
There you go.
Why is this so much harder to talk when we're, like, on the podcast?
The pressure. It's the pressure.
My next note is, that rat is what nightmares are made of.
That rat? Oh, what?
Oh, whenever, the zombie rat?
Yeah, after he injects it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Ooh.
It was gross.
No,
it scared
thank
me.
You.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what Rob Thomas looks like? He looks like that.
I know what he looks like, but... Oh, David Anders was in Heroes.
Never saw
That's him. What it was. He was one of the bad guys.
I've never
He's
seen
He's also in
Heroes.
Alias and Arrow.
I feel like he would have liked
Alias or Arrow. I've never seen any of
the Vampire Diaries.
Never seen that either.
Once Upon a Time.
Anyways, okay, so my next note is I like that there's more than just the case going on. Like, there are other people's have storylines. It's not just like protocol. It's more like
yeah. There's a lot.
I like that because that's what I was afraid. I'm like, oh, she's helping solve crimes. Like, this is gonna be not, just another protocol. Yeah. But it wasn't. So I like that.
What makes it really fun is that she takes on the personality of the brain she's eating.
Yeah,
I didn't.
It's a little spicier.
That.
Oh, you didn't
until like later when she was like, oh, I'm glad it's almost out. Like, I'm glad I'm almost done with her because she was being like really. I thought that was just like her thing. I thought she was just like really peppy all the time. I didn't know. It was
you were confused.
I was like, I didn't think that.
Oh, I only knew that because Anna told me prior. So I was like, oh, okay, so I see it. But yeah, I did like that. It was more than just the case.
Yeah.
Focused in the.
And you kind of got a taste for it, but season 2 has a really great storyline with Major, the guy who came to our apartment
at the
end.
Name,
Major Lily White.
That is the dumbest name.
Major what? Also,
Lily White.
Oh my god.
She told me his name and I was like, are you serious?
Speaking of names.
Seriously?
I did say this. The names in this episode are top notch. We've got Gilbert Lambert and Gary Derryberry.
Oh my god.
Mary Berry.
Gary Derryberry.
That's probably her brother or something.
Thank you, Gary Derryberry.
That's too much.
That's so confusing.
But no, he has a really great arc on that season, season 2. And we kind of got a taste for it at the end where. The roommate obviously has history with Major. But anyway.
I know. I thought that was so,
We'll get there because I have...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I said, I can't tell if this coffee place is a place I would love or violently hate.
Right? Same.
It's like, I'm all for spreading kindness, but also shut up and leave me alone.
Like, it's a lot.
I feel like it just depends on what kind of morning I'm having. Like, if I need that, I'll go there. But if I know it's going to be too much, I'll just avoid it altogether.
I think it's funny how, like, her ex-husband was like, I'm going to open a coffee shop. It's going to be all black.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Opposite.
That'll keep the staff, but I might have to put them through insensitivity training.
I thought that was so funny. Polar opposite. I don't know why.
That guy, what's his name? He was on The Office.
Oscar Nunez?
Nunez.
I know him from the proposal.
He was in that?
Yeah, he was awkward guy that like kept hitting on Sandra Bullock and like dancing on her.
Oh, I don't remember.
It's really funny.
I don't remember that movie.
That's another one.
I don't know why I wrote this, but
he's so funny, though.
I wrote, what is one movie a potential mate needs to see? But we kind of did that already.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Because Ravi, I have that note, too. Ravi was talking with the coffee girl, and he was like, she goes, is that the new Ford for millennials? And he's like, the Millennium Falcon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't know that? Like,
the girl that works. Positivity.
So, like, well, I guess what's...
Is there...
So, kind of like in the getting to know you thing, like, what's one movie potential mate needs to have seen or else it's a deal breaker? Like, I can't think of one, actually.
I don't think I have a deal... It would be a deal breaker as much as, hey,
like, girl, we need to watch it right now.
We're going to watch a movie.
Let's watch it right now.
And do they have to like... What if they don't like it?
Then we're breaking up.
Okay, so then what is it? What is that movie? Oh. Or what is that book? Or what is that TV show? Or what is that musical?
I wouldn't say I'd break up with you as much as long as you can... appreciate that I appreciate it.
That's not what I'm asking you.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I don't have one of those. Like, if he hated it,
I feel like if they hated Parks and Rec, we could not be friends. We could not.
Like, they didn't think it was funny.
If they didn't think Parks and Rec was funny, like we'd be done.
What's your humor then?
Yeah, because that has like every kind of humor.
Exactly.
Because there's so many different characters, so many different things are funny. Like some people will only laugh at like.
Yeah, you're right.
At like Aziz Ansari, some people will only laugh at Leslie Knope. Some people will laugh at Ben Wyatt.
It's very like awkward humor, and not everybody likes that, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But Parks and Rec is like
everybody
so wide. So if you like Parks and Rec, get out.
Yeah, I feel like that's a deal breaker. Parks and Rec,
get out.
Because, like, The Office, I've never fully gone through The Office because
it's hard for
I don't like that. Secondhand humiliation because I hate being embarrassed and I hate being humiliated. So I don't want to see that 24/7 on my TV.
Some of them are hard to watch. Like, some of them are really hard to watch. Sometimes.
Like, Michael Scott, like, I love him and I really want the best for him, but, like, God, like, filter yourself a little bit. Like, you don't fucking say that in front of people. Like, you just don't.
Have, like, Diversity Day, and he has everyone...
Oh, my God.
Like, ethnicity on their forehead, and you have to guess what it is.
No.
So funny. But, like, I think because I know it's not real, so it's okay for me to, like, separate the two. But, yeah, it's not everyone's thing, and that's okay. But, yeah, Parks and Rec. Also wrote, like, I like that Liv is a medical examiner. Like, she has an actual, like, job. Like, she... You know,
she's not just like hanging around with her friends' job.
Like a consultant, like, oh, I'm a writer now, I'm gonna help the cops. You know what I mean?
She was supposed to be a surgeon.
No.
But then this happened to her, and she wanted easy access to brains. And a job where, you know, she could kind of hide away.
So, yeah, I like that she's an actual job. I like
that.
Keith Mars!
Me too.
I asked her, I was like, is that Veronica Mars' dad?
Best TV dad on the planet.
I need to watch Veronica.
I wrote, in peace may you resty, will go on my tombstone. Leslie, oh Leslie, in peace may you resty.
I don't remember why I wrote this, but I wrote poop emergency.
Oh, the husband, the ex-husband. That is poop emergency in the gas station.
What's
Code
bad?
Brown.
Oh my god. That's awful. I feel bad.
That super sucks.
Mm. I wrote, Blaine told the girl to go get her costume.
Her gypsy costume.
And he goes, Daddy wants to play. And I said, gross.
No, not her, like, genie costume. That's what it was. Her genie costume.
And then I wrote, coffin sex? Terrifying.
Ooh. Like, that's some people's thing.
Nope. Nope.
Not mine, but, like, that's some people's thing.
Okay, so then I wrote, why are there no other zombies? Is she the only one?
I feel like we need to watch, like, the beginning of it together.
Yeah, say, I could tell you, but
yeah, but these are just questions that I had, like, okay, so why is everyone a zombie? And then I wrote, love that red lace top. Oh, yeah, and she was making her brain, I don't know, whatever pasta dish.
At the end.
Yeah, her, like, red top was super cute. Mm-hmm. Loved it. And I wrote, his name is Major Gross.
Yeah, his name is stupid. And I know him from somewhere. What else
is he? He was in One Tree Hill.
He
was in the later
He looks like he totally would be in that show.
Yeah.
He
looks
Nathan's
like Chad Michael
agent.
Murray 2.0. Like, literally.
I like him. I like
they
him a
look
lot.
They like clones.
I follow him on Instagram.
They just, like, churn out, like, basic boys every year or so.
And, like, the mediocre, good-looking boy factory. The CW good-looking boy factory.
That's true.
What is this tension between this girl and her roommate? And she's trying to punch her. I was like, whoa!
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
What is happening?
Well, she was...
Made it exciting.
Yeah.
They kind of alluded to the fact that she had been sleeping with Major, the roommate had.
I feel like there's something else going on. Yeah, I could be wrong, but
I feel my mouth shut.
Is this tension? Count me in. Because I was already like liking it, and then whenever I see like I saw her like something go off in her head, and she was like, "Bitch, blah, blah, blah," and I was like, "This show."
Well, because she introduced her as Gilda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the major was like, "My Rita." I think
so. She has two names.
I think season two is probably my favorite season. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking of the arc.
What season are they on now?
Four.
Oh wow!
They just started season four like a few weeks ago.
Also, DC Comics. That's awesome. It's a DC Comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And it's not a Greg Berlanti show.
I'm fine with that. All right. He does enough.
He did Love Simon.
He did?
Yes. He directed his directorial debut or movie.
Oh, that's cool. He championed that movie and got it made.
DC Comics, yeah, so that's cool. Did you end up seeing it?
She saw it today.
Oh, really?
That's what I did today. Instead of running errands, I went to the movies and watched Love, Simon because I needed to go see it, and I definitely needed to go see it by myself. Couldn't watch it with anybody else.
And
what does that mean?
Whatever.
She just wanted to be emotional by herself?
You don't want to be emotional with Anna? She's got a shoulder.
It's a good one, and it's lower, so you can bend down.
Yeah, we found out. Yeah, no, it's perfect. That's why I like having short friends, because whenever we're tired, we can just sit somewhere, you put your shoulder on my shoulder, I put my head on your head, and we can fall asleep.
Voila.
Perfect.
And there I am, third wheel.
I got another shoulder.
But I just love the theater teacher.
That's going to be elevated, because you're doing this. I have to go.
I'll do this.
You just like, sink down a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so final thoughts. Did you guys like the show?
I did. I enjoyed it. I think I told you a little bit after. I was like, I think I'm going to start watching it. I liked everything that I thought it was going to be. It wasn't. So that was cool. And I know there's Rob Thomas-y things in it, which was cool as well. And honestly, I was going to start watching when it first came out, but I just
missed it.
But CW always was like, ugh.
But you're watching Riverdale.
I know. And I was watching Jane and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. But honestly, those shows I just started watching this year, not last year. Like, I was against CW for, like, a long time.
And it's mostly because I told her, like, no, it's okay. Like, they're changing.
Like, she made me watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I was like,
and I made you watch Jane.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
I was going to watch Jane because her speech at the Golden Globes. I was like, who is this girl? I'm in.
After I heard that speech, I was like, I'm watching. Because the CW, their show titles are very misleading. So like Jane the Virgin, I was like, that sounds very like no. I feel like I'm gonna be very like against that. No. And then Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, like I was like, no, that's rude. Like don't call somebody that. That's rude.
And then they make fun of it.
Yeah, no, because it's a whole thing. But no, their titles are very misleading for those two.
And Riverdale, so misleading. I mean,
she watched some of an episode of me today. We were just laughing her ass.
Yeah, she was catching up. It was not last week, but the week before.
It was the latest one. There wasn't one this past
week. It's absurd, but
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Because literally the guys come in, the gang comes in, and they like pull out their pocket knives. They like their switchblades. And I'm like, there is nothing threatening about a bunch of teenage boys with switchblades.
Did you hear in the background, do-do-do-do-do?
Yes. Yeah. I was like, all right, pull out the musical number. Let's go.
A rocket in your pocket. Oh, I went to Michael Jackson. Stay yes, that cool, too. Boy. I eventually I'll start watching Riverdale, but for right now, it's like junk food for my brain, so it's working. And then Jane the Virgin, I am getting tired of it. It's too repetitive. The same, and I don't
because it's like a soap opera. Anymore.
I know, but like there can be good storylines, and I feel like they're just using the same thing over again. I'm over Petra and her nonsense.
I'm very interested in Petra now.
Ugh, so over.
I always have been. I haven't watched this season. I watched the first two episodes, and then I got sidetracked. I don't know. And next thing I knew, we were like 10 episodes in. So I decided to wait until it's all done and I'll just binge it on Netflix.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same thing. Well, they're on the DVD.
And that's what I did with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, too. I kind of missed it. I blinked and it was over and I was like, oh, there's two episodes left. I'll just wait until it's on Netflix. So that's kind of what I'm doing with both of those. But yeah, I agree. Towards the end of last season, I was like, I'm kind of over Jane. I miss Michael.
I feel like they don't know what to do anymore with her. Yeah.
They ran out of story.
And it's sad because Gina Rodriguez is not my favorite, But I think she's a great actress. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think they need to give her better material.
Because there's a lot of potential there.
She's way better than that show.
And I think she knows it, too, because she's kind of talked about how it's going to be the last season, next season, even though...
Oh, I didn't know that.
She said it. CW has not.
She's going to... Oh, that's kind of shitty. Well, but Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is the last season.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Because I bet you that show has a lot... It's a lot of work to go into that show. And they're, you know, they've had a good run. And it's good to go out when you're...
And I was telling Joy, I was like, they're telling her mental health story... Incomplete, like,
yeah,
we saw her get up to her rock bottom and now she's getting better and she's gonna.
And I love how they handled all of that.
It was so beautifully done. Beautifully.
Wow, like, bravo, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend for sure.
I know. I was telling my cousins down in the valley about it. I was like, it's not
what you would expect,
it's not all song and dance, it's not all funny and goofy. I was like, it's they tackle real issues really well.
I mean, song and dance, but it's also sad songs and sad dance, you know.
And, like, but real and truthful, like, it's not just, you know, jokes for the sake of jokes.
And it surprises you because you think, oh, it's gonna be light and fun. You're like, whoa, I'm feeling something in my gut, like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm. Although, jokes for the sake of jokes, is that that song with him sitting outside the bathroom door listening to his wife with the vibrator.
I still want to go to the zoo and sing that song.
I go to the zoo.
So good. But anyways, yeah, so that's what we think of iZombie.
And the CW in general.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to watch this show.
I long for days of WB.
No, I wasn't. Really? Yeah, and I'm usually like, woo, CW, yay, because I love trash.
Because I love trash.
I love beautiful trash. But... I am, like, zero intrigued by this.
Yeah?
I'm very bored. Like, very bored by it. The only thing, like, no.
I think what I really liked about it was that it was just a fresh take on zombies. Like, it wasn't...
I feel like, yeah, that's the thing. Is
The
that,
Walking
like,
Dead.
That's what it's all about, warm bodies. So I was like, ooh, this is so different.
I've never seen that yet.
Well, I read the book, too. So you should both, actually.
Yeah, because you'll get it done really quickly.
That's really short.
You read really fast. I don't care about zombies. I just don't.
And it's the same type of thing in Warm Bodies where he eats Dave Franco's brain and he's like, what is this happening? Maybe it's like memories. And then he falls in love with Teresa Palmer through Dave Franco's brains.
Yeah.
Got it.
And her love is supposed to make him human. That's
so gross.
Stupid. Yeah. But I just thought it was a different spin on the zombie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
It was kind of like if John Hughes made a zombie movie.
That's true. Because it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Because what's his name? Nicholas Hoult was pretty good.
But it made me have a lot of appreciation for the actress who plays Liv because she embodies a different character like every week.
That's true.
I do. Yeah.
At the base she is Liv. And it's kind of bothering me this season, and I don't know why. I'm a few episodes behind, but I feel like they've turned it up a notch, and she's getting a little too silly with it.
Oh.
Like, it used to just be that she takes on some of the personality traits. Like, she was really positive in this episode. I was watching one a few weeks ago where she ate the brains of an older lady, and suddenly she was dressing like her and did her hair like her.
Oh, okay.
And it was... I was like, I feel like they were just taking it a... step extra.
I get that. Making a CW about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how long for the days of the WB?
I do love the CW, though, because the CW gave me...
For months to be open.
Sorry. Anyways. Continue. Who doesn't scream?
Me, too.
The whitest show on the planet, but
I never saw it.
The whitest show on the planet.
I do want to catch up to Jane, but... I'm so far behind.
Yeah, me too. I think I watched a handful of episodes in the beginning and I was like, I can't with these people. And I think after, again, much like The Walking Dead, I'll finish the season and I'm like, I'm done. And honestly, that interview, ever since I watched an interview with her, that round table with her.
You bring it up every time.
I know, but it hurts me.
It really turned me off too.
She did, so I don't know.
That makes me feel bad.
Have we talked about this on the podcast about the round table? So I watched a round table, I think it's Hollywood Reporter.
It was.
With Gina Rodriguez and Rachel Bloom and some other people. And just
Emmy Rossum and female comedy roundtable.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, just I've related so much more to Rachel Bloom because of the way she was answering the questions. And And Gina's a very outspoken, strong woman. And that's beautiful. That's great. But it almost felt like she was tearing down Rachel Bloom a little bit.
It was like everything Rachel Bloom said, she came back and had like a snap back for it.
She's like, well, I don't have that problem. Like, I'm just confident. You know, like, okay, Gina, good for you. But like, you know, that's not everybody. And I don't know what it is, but ever since then, I just can't look at her the same. And I hate that.
Yeah.
And I want to watch that because I want to support, like, you know, all that culture on this TV. That's beautiful. But I just, it's rough.
It makes me feel bad because I'm like, I get Gina's point. Like,
I know, but you're not tearing people down at the same time.
No, I know. I think the way she said it wasn't great, but I understand.
Yeah, and yeah. I think what was worse is seeing Rachel being like that, sink into her chair. That was the problem. Is Gina could have been like that, and I'd be like, okay, calm down. But just to see Rachel sink into her chair, I was like, ooh, girl, I am Rachel in this scenario.
Yeah, like you could see her just retreating and being like, I'm gonna
stop. I don't think I paid enough attention.
It made
when
me
I was
like
want
to cry for Rachel Bloom. I'm not kidding. And, like, maybe she, and Rachel Bloom is very, you know, confident as well. But just in that second, her reaction was just, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? Oh, my God. Is there a bug above me? What's happening?
It's a giant mosquito.
Oh, it's a mosquito.
Fine. We're not dead.
But
we're
anyways, fine. Yeah, so I
you're gonna kill it? Can you reach up there?
Nope.
No, don't throw it. You're gonna break the light bulb.
Throw it!
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Where'd it go?
Oh, it's on the light now. It's up there. No, it's up there.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
No, it just makes me feel bad because people have told me that about me before. Be like, you're really harsh and awful. Like, shut up.
Who told you that?
I've never experienced that with you.
Mm-mm, me neither.
Because like I don't know. Maybe it's just at work because I feel like I have to be that way at work. Just because like if you don't stand up for yourself enough, like people are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah, of course.
And so I think it just makes it like that
but
much harder
right
at work.
There's a wrong way to go about it when you're.
I feel like you've told both of us to like, you know, speak up, be more positive, be more okay with ourselves. But you've never said it to where I feel bad about myself because
that's
I don't feel that way.
That's the difference. And honestly, maybe Gina didn't mean it, but just the way she was so quick to knock her down, that's what bothered me. Like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Like her point didn't matter. You know, like, well, okay, that's your thing. It doesn't matter. But I'm confident. You know, I just felt very. I don't know. Just to see Rachel sink in her chair, I was like, oh, girl. It made me, like, broke my heart for her. Mm-hmm. And I know I bring it up all the time, but I just can't. I can't look at her the same. And I hate that.
That sucks.
I know. But anyways.
So that's how we feel about iZombie.
So iZombie and Gina Rodriguez. If we ever have to watch a Jane the Virgin episode for this podcast.
Oh, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Hopefully it's one of the good episodes, like season one or two or something.
Season one or two, yeah. That's the hard thing. It's just like anything.
Pre-Michael.
I mean, you can do everything like most shows, they run their course and they're a lot longer than they need to be.
Oh, yeah.
But I think on CW, that timeline is a lot even shorter just because it's the CW. So,
unless
like the first two
fucking
seasons.
Supernatural.
Okay, Supernatural's trash. Let's be honest.
I've never seen
it
in my life.
I just don't
just
care.
Because you don't like it doesn't mean it's trash.
Yeah, I think that advice too.
I don't think anything is trash.
Exactly.
I think stuff is trash, but I don't think anything you guys like is trash.
Mm.
I appreciate that you guys like what you like. I may not like it, but I don't say, ooh, it's trash.
Maybe not those words.
I don't know. I feel like Supernatural, it's so like what season are they on? Like 30 now?
Like, which that's impressive.
12 or 13.
That's impressive though, because she's never run that long anymore.
Yeah.
Never.
But I feel like
this is on.
How did they like not run out of story already?
I mean, I haven't watched it in years.
Because I know a lot of people. I follow a lot of people that watch that show and love that show, but they know that like that show started going to shit like 6 seasons ago.
I feel like it should have ended with season 5 because it has such a beautiful arc.
Oh, I think you've said that before.
So. Yeah. But. I mean, if they're making TV and people are enjoying it, those guys are making a living, they're supporting their families, like, I ain't got no problem with it.
Also, like, after season 5, they didn't have to work anymore, because syndication, so.
Right.
They could have stopped. And honestly, I've never seen it, but bravo to them for having a show that runs that long, because that's astonishing. Because shows live and die all the dang time. So,
yeah.
Bravo.
But that's what I mean, like, on CW, I feel like season 1 and 2 are going to be good. Maybe just season 1. But, like, after that, they're like.
Also, it survived the merger. Of the WB and
did it?
Yeah,
it
did.
Those are the only ones that just survived that.
I don't remember. I did watch it in the
Top
beginning.
Top Model did
but...
too. And then One Tree Hill did, didn't it?
Gilmore Girls survived that, I think. But shortly,
One Tree Hill.
What year was
over...
the merger?
Oh, I don't know. But shortly after it.
I want to say it was like 2006, 2007.
Because a lot of shows died in that merger. Yeah. Veronica Mars is one of them. Roswell.
Well, Veronica Mars survived the merger, but it only survived a season.
But that's my point, though. Is a lot of because of the merger, shows started to dwindle and go south. Supernatural is still around, so even if it went south, it still survived that.
Also,
so,
like, if I say stuff is trash, like, I'm trash, so whatever.
Oh my god. That's just your go-to word.
Yeah.
Basic like... and trash.
Because you know some of those boys are really basic.
Well, to you, white is basic.
So, like... Not necessarily, but because Shawn Mendes... Shawn Mendes.
Oh my god. He's Canadian, isn't he? Okay, that's enough. We're not even talking about Zombie anymore. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.